Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Yeah, Raven, I'm so glad I'm here with
yeah.
you. And I just want to have, I want to really have a heart to heart real quick with you.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get this last bit of iced coffee out of here. You keep talking. I'm listening.
Okay. I know we have a bit of awkwardness right now.
I'm listening.
Okay.
No, we're totally on the same page.
I just want to know, you feeling this?
Almost there.
I'm just going to get in the shower.
Love is blind, take one.
Love is blind, love is blind. It's Reality Gaze presenting Love is Blind.
And I'm going to watch you while contemplating your death.
She hates him.
She hates him. When he was snoring during that sound bath, like, she's so annoyed by him.
Oh, she is so annoyed by him.
She kind of wishes she wasn't in the experiment, I think. She's trying to make the best of this.
She wants out.
She wants out really bad.
She wants out. Y'all, this is Love is Blind, episode 4, and boy.
Meeting the exes, or is it Meet the Exes?
Meet the Exes, I think. Meet Your Exes, actually, is what it was
meet
called.
Meet Your Exes.
Boy, this was a
Were
good
they
episode.
Actual exes?
It's, you know, it's a weird thing. They're not exes per se,
right.
but they did date. I mean, look, think about it. So they were in a relationship with this. They were courting this person for like 2 to 3 weeks or whatever. That's a long time for you if you were in one of your guys.
And like these people, I often date people more than one person at a time. So
yeah, it's true. And yeah. like me in my wild 30s, often there was just a wall between us. Usually there was a hole for
glory. Hole, yeah.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. The idea of this show when they propose and they're matched, it was really interesting. I think it was Cole who said this, that now you're seeing people for the first time. It is kind of unfair in a way that now you have to interact with these people who you also dated. And because they're human beings, we're going to have regrets. We're going to.
Cole really, he described that well, actually.
And boy, I think he's a lot smarter than we gave him credit for.
Again, like Barnett.
Yeah. Boy.
We were wrong about that.
Right now, who's giving you the most red flags of anybody?
Well, it's not that Raven's giving me red flags. She's just not into it. So I don't really have red flags with that as much, because I feel like literally everybody at that party, except for SK, could tell that she wasn't into him. Everyone.
You know who's giving me red flags? Fucking Bartice. And we called this.
I actually, who's giving me red flags is, and I can't tell which one it is, because I go back and forth, Alexa and Brennan.
Oh, no, don't say that. Yeah. I was feeling the same things, too.
They're giving me red flags. It's a little more, and honestly, a little bit more of Alexa.
I know. I'm worried about her.
God, about y'all. Her. Golly, y'all. We're remote but goat. I'm in the ATL, and Poodle's going to join me tomorrow because we're recording this early, so we're starting our live doublet tour. So too late now, though. If you didn't come, then, well, you missed out.
You missed it, and we didn't miss you. Honestly. Maybe next time you'll plan better.
Well, you know, we were trying to get Lauren and Cameron to come to our Atlanta show. Maybe you probably missed them coming. They're not going to come. But that'd be nice.
But I think Damien and Gigi showed up.
Yeah.
Because you're hearing this later.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, Damien and Gigi were there. It was great.
All these people.
Yeah, Nick Lachey came to my hotel room.
Raphael Warnock came by and said hi.
You know what? He emails me enough. He might as well.
He gave the benediction.
He did. God, that man emails me every damn day. You give him money once.
Well, he came by to have fun after all the news that's going on with Herschel Walker.
oh boy, that's actually crazier than this show, and that's saying something.
Yeah, we're recording this on around October 6th, y'all. So things could break even farther. So.
Anyway, even knows. But anyway, y'all, thank you for jumping on our Reality Gaze Plus content to listen to Love is Blind. Let's just jump into this, because like you said, this is a good episode. But then when we saw when you texted me, I was literally watching Coming Next or Coming
Up. I lost my mind.
I did too.
My mouth dropped. I can't even tell you. I think if I need to pull back and kind of get a more bird's eye view, I think season two tried too hard.
I agree.
Season
with that.
Three, I think this is just, these are these people. And
I think it might be just right.
I think a certain group, enough of these people are messy. Like Colleen's going to be so messy.
I kind of think, because it's, you know, we just watched episode 10 again to record for From the Vault. And I do think that, yes, season one, there were some of the couples were really magic, but some of them, like Kenny and Kelly, there was a couple that were duds. Or like Rory, he was a dud. But every single one of the couples on this season, I'm very interested in and I'm invested in so far.
I agree. More for luridness in some ways, because the Bartice and Nancy thing, y'all, it's going to be a slow motion car wreck. She's going to get really nervous fast. I cannot believe what he said to her at the end, which we will talk about.
I cannot believe
he said that.
Let's start. Okay, first we'll talk about kind of couples. There's not too much except for...
And then we're going to talk about the party. Pizza party. But you're going to want a pizza party.
Yeah, you're going to want pizza. You better stop. For Colleen and Matt, y'all, they...
They banged.
They fucked. So... they both enjoyed themselves. Matt is like, when he looks at her, he seems so just like...
He's so Gaga.
He is super, super, super...
Not
into
Lady Gaga the singer, you fags.
No.
I mean, Gaga. Someone listening out there, oh my God, he just said Gaga.
He just said Gaga. No, but he's...
I'm a lobster.
There's not much to talk about them. It's it kind of, because the way y'all were going to talk about this episode, we're going to talk about the kind of beginning half was them as couples, and then the second half was the party. So we're going to talk about the first half, talk about everybody, and break it up. They didn't have much. They're in love, and they seem to love one another, and they had good sex.
They're on the beach later on, though, right? Is that Colleen?
Yeah, but again, they're just kind of like, everything's going so well, isn't it?
She basically says, if we were out there, would you come up to me at a bar? And she even says, I would have never met you because you're not on Hinge. You're not on anything.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I would have definitely come up to you even though you're out of my league, but I would have come up to you with a joke. She's like, that's really hot that you would have come up to me.
Matt says he says in 30 days, we're going to be married. Y'all, just so you know, they have 4 weeks.
I liked it when she said, I'm a big foodie. And he's like, how about some sashimi? And she went, sashiwawa. If we could remove the phrase, I'm a foodie or we're foodies from all reality television, I would be very appreciative.
Oh, God.
Also, that light fixture behind you is so distracting, and I don't know what's going on.
It's so pretty. I love this hotel. I'm staying at the Epicurean in Atlanta. I like it.
Don't say where we're staying.
This is going to air after.
Oh, never mind. You're right.
Jackie would kill me, y'all, because Jackie, our Facebook moderator, is worried one day someone's going to want to wear our skin.
Maybe.
Maybe.
So let's talk about next is
Nancy and Bartice.
Yeah, Bartice and Nancy. He basically says he's continuing to skeeve me out, and it didn't happen in the pods.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Speak to that. He's not skeeving me out, but giving me some red flags.
I think it's the way he talks about her and the way he talks to the camera feels like he knows how he needs to do this for the camera to be at the same time playful, but also not give enough away. I feel like he's putting on a persona. Maybe that's him.
I was going to say, I think maybe you're getting kind of triggered by, or not triggered, but just kind of hackles raised because you do wonder when I'm watching him, I go, is this you or are you performing? Yep.
That's what it feels like to me.
I can't fully tell. And it's really like, and I realized that actually later on in the party when the guys were talking and Matt was describing his greatest fear, like, I worry someone's going to be playing along. And I went, huh, is Bartice like playing along or trying to convince himself of something or?
Yeah, here's why it feels that way to me. You can just, the way he is looking into camera, it feels like he's like, this will be really good on camera if I say this. Or which is someone who's comparable to him, who I think is Cole. Cole actually has a ton of self-awareness. And he does, and he can be slick, but in his confessional moments or in the moments, he's not. And Bartice, I feel like, is that same slickness.
And I don't know, you know, you and I work in this field, and if we were on a reality show, I think I would probably self-edit as I talk. So
I think self-editing is different, though, than what I'm talking about.
But it does. I think, though, what I was going to say is that it seems like there would be self-editing while I talk, but it almost feels like with Bartice, it's coming from a place of I don't want to say it. Never mind. You're just going to go off if I say it.
What? Go ahead.
Is this coming from a place of wanting to be wanted?
Well, yes. Oh, you mean wanting to be wanted, needing to be needed. No, I can't go that high.
Do we have a late night?
I did.
Finally.
It wasn't even that late of a night. I'm also just super phlegmy. So,
but anyway, so yeah, there's
it. But I just want to, one more thing to follow this up.
Yeah.
It's, and maybe this is just him. I mean, I don't know.
I agree with you. I don't know.
He's like, we had a good first night. Kind of like consummate a little bit, you know. Nancy had to take a shower in the middle of the night. Sex was great.
She had amazing fuck me hair that morning.
Yeah. And there's it's something to do, maybe, and this is the thing, maybe this is just him. And everything is, he says, tries to get a reaction out of her. And I feel like there's not, the communication doesn't, that he says to her doesn't feel authentic. It's to get a reaction out of her. And that's the player vibes to me.
The only thing, it's either, because the way at the party, it's either he really is that with her and we're just getting mixed vibes because they're producing stuff to make us feel like he's kind of could waffle. But yeah. I don't think that's it. I think we don't know well enough, but I think it's really him. One thing we've learned from this show, y'all, is Jake and I are terrible judges of character on Love is Blind. We're always wrong.
It's because the editing reigns supreme.
Yeah.
And I see, I don't know if that's, I think that's on them. And so he does say the best part, he's like the best, she's like, I love every part of his body, but the sex came from an emotional connection. So y'all, she is so into this. She would get married tomorrow.
Which, and you know, he said the same thing.
He says that too.
So,
although he talks out of both sides of his mouth later on. And
yeah, it was, but they have a conversation. They're at the beach and they have a conversation about age. And Nancy says, you know, I'm not going to tell my friends your age because I don't want them to judge you.
Yeah.
She said, it's not going to be an issue with my parents. They won't care. And Bartiz is kind of like, he says, you know what I think it is? He said it. He said, I don't care about that either. He said, you know, when I have my list of things, you check every box off the list. You check every list. And I went, okay, but it almost feels like the emotional component feels forced. So it's like,
yeah.
So you wonder, like, I don't think he's an asshole. I actually like Bartiz a lot. But I think in this situation, it does feel like he went, he's a personal trainer guy. He's at work. He's like, okay, yeah. You hit every single blah, blah, blah point I need. You're perfect on paper.
I think it was, you know, because we are porn addicts for authenticity on reality shows. So we're like, more authentic, more. And we want to see people cry. We want to see people broken down. Even in his vulnerable moments, he told a story and it felt like he was just like reciting his grocery list.
And
that may be him. I don't know, but it seems not to jive with the rest of the men.
What's that noise?
That sounded like a clown horn.
Something just went.
What?
Bum. Oh God, is my room haunted?
But compare that to someone like Brennan or Matt.
I think someone's in my room.
Someone's in your room. But maybe he's just Mr. Good Time Party Guy, and that's the role he needs to play. Because everyone seems to really like him.
But that's true. But it's hard to be married to that for a long time. Like, it's been years with a Good Time Party Guy because they don't seem like they have any. But I guess Nancy doesn't want that. But he doesn't seem like he has any depthness, or he would be deep.
Yeah, I just
I don't know. I'm going back. We don't know yet. Regardless, I think what you're getting to and what I'm getting to, we don't feel like we know him.
Yeah, he frustrates me because when we've had someone like this before, even when we had someone like Barnett, maybe we were the same way with Barnett.
No, we hated him in the pod, and then ate.
Well, we're out of the pods now, but yeah. Maybe you're right. But there was something that I don't see any circumspection in him. And it's serious. And I don't think that's why it feels like he's just there for a reality show to me. Maybe I'm wrong.
Or maybe he's there for reality, or maybe he treats everything serious in life as like training for like a 5K. Like, but it's not serious, but it's just on this kind of shallow level. I don't know.
Yeah.
Regardless, I agree with you. This is going to burn.
Oh, it's going to burn.
It's going to burn.
I just, yikes.
They can't stop kissing each other, though, and all this kind of stuff. They have a lot more physical connection than Alexa and Brennan.
They do. And like you, I'm a little worried here. I think he is so into her. He's saying things like, we're the same person, blah, blah, blah. And he snored last night. And she's like, I need some syrup. And he's like, oh, I do too. We're on the same page. And I was like, calm down.
He needs to calm down.
It's gaga. Like,
but again, though, it's like he's gaga, but at the same time, it's that you both like Cheez-Its, so you're on the same page.
Yeah.
It just makes me feel like, is there, I feel like he is acting different in the pods. I mean, Alexis too, but I feel like Alexis still seems kind of introspective and thoughtful, and Brennan came off that way more in the pods, and now he just seems kind of like lovesick puppy, just looking at her.
And it's a little desperate. Because I think he senses her energy too, and he's kind of like he thinks he has to be a cheerleader, which kind of, it's not working for her, and it probably is going to turn her off. But
God,
I don't know.
I don't know who's going to end up together or not.
And later on, he says, I'm so excited for meeting my family. You're going to meet Carol. You're going to meet Pop-Pop. You're going to meet Isadora and all the family. My dad's dog, Tiny, and like all people.
All of them.
And she's like, great. And then he keeps saying, we're the same fucking person. Again, y'all, stop saying that. It sounds weird.
He does say, my mom's going to love you. She doesn't love anybody, including me. And I went, I can't wait to meet mom. Can't wait to meet mom.
I think he's still in the giddiness of it. So I kind of give him a pass a little bit. Because if I hadn't seen him in the pods and saw how kind of deliberate he was in the pods, I would think this person is a red flag.
I feel like there's a different person in the pods.
Yeah. So Alexa basically says that my family, like, we're so mean to one another. It's like Israeli family. We're just like saying,
we're loud. We're crazy. Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I don't even curse around my family. Like, I'm sitting up straight. She's like, yeah, not my family. That's not going to be it. I also realized that I know this is a thing with people from a certain generation. Alexa saying like almost every other word is starting to grate on me.
I wish you wouldn't have said that. Now I will notice it. I mean, I say it, we both say it.
Oh,
but
no,
there
no,
is
no.
A generation that says it all the time.
She said, you'll hear it now. I'm sorry I brought it up because it will start to bother you. Like, blah, blah, and like, yeah, it's something.
Thanks.
That's what I'm here for, y'all. I'm the ruiner. I will ruin something for you.
Speaking of, let's talk about Raven and SK. What a segue. Oh, man. Oh, this was
not since Kenny and Kelly have we had. Did it feel like you're in bed with your sister?
This was.
No, I don't know. Maybe you'd have more in common with your sister.
Maybe, but this feels different. With Kenny and Kelly, it felt like brother and sister. This feels like two siblings. This feels like Cersei Lannister and a brother. They just kind of hate each other.
Or maybe this feels like a meeting with your accountant that's happening in a bed.
You're just upset by it and sad.
Something.
Yeah.
So, y'all, they are... They're doing Pilates, and they got that ring. We know about that ring, that circle.
We do. We go to the same Pilates teacher, Chaz, y'all. Oh, my God.
And so she's having fun with him. He's not really – you can tell it's wearing him out. She's like, I'm bossy. I want him to do it right. So it turns out last night they stand up talking a long time, which good, I guess. Code for we didn't fuck.
Cold, I wanted to stay up and talking with him so that way he didn't try to touch me.
I think she is, I know Raven. I kind of I have a little insight into what I think she's thinking.
You are Raven.
We share a lot of characteristics. But what she's thinking is, I will get something from this experience and I will work on being more open and vulnerable to another person. This is helpful. And
like
it's,
this is I'm a
gonna,
stepping stone. Like yes, she won't be with him, but
I'm going to give the experiment a chance. That's what she's thinking because nothing else has worked.
I agree with that. I think she is about self-involvement. But the thing is, boy, talk about someone who can't let go of the patterns that give them excitement and the patterns that make them feel alive in life.
Yeah.
Because those patterns are not the same patterns she's telling herself she needs in a relationship.
And what's so interesting is if you put Bartice on one side and Raven on the other, I can't stop watching Raven because I'm wondering, what is she thinking? What is she thinking?
Yeah.
And at the same time, I'm with Bartice. I don't know what you're thinking either because I don't know if it's real. This is they're at polar opposites of this. It's and because she's so watchable because at any moment you have no fucking clue.
None.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but
that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And she's just, y'all, she's shaking that iced coffee like we did in the very beginning.
God, I mean, she just, you know what? It really makes me, I really like SK and I think he's a really nice guy. And I watch this and I'm like, you're too good of a guy to not be adored, to not be loved, to not be courted.
You know, the thing is though, he's too good of a guy, but it's just, that's not for her. She needs someone with pushback. I also think he really hasn't showed a lot of who he is either. He's really
y'all, I'll tell you what Raven needs, and I know because this bitch looking at me in my computer screen is the same way. She needs a little danger.
She does. That's exactly what she does.
And SK needs a little choking. SK is so safe.
He ain't never gonna choke you, girls.
He's so planned out. He is so just ready. Like, totally, honestly, he probably is more my type, but not Raven's.
Yeah, but you also need people to be vulnerable, and I don't think maybe he can be later, but he's just not doing anything right now.
He talked about his childhood. I feel like he was more vulnerable than Bartice.
That's true. You're exactly right there. So they're doing the sound bath. If y'all, I would highly recommend a sound bath if you've never done it. It's amazing.
I've never done one.
Oh, it's so cool. He falls asleep and she is just pissed. This feels personal to her.
Yeah.
And then she brings up, she says, you know, being around you is still a little awkward. And she's like, you know, I think we could maybe connect if you weren't napping all the time.
Yeah.
So apparently he's already taken a nap. He's already taken two naps today.
Where
I will be honest. I would also take that personally if someone had napped twice that day. And I know
I wouldn't at all.
And I know that's not personal. I know that's just something I think he needed, but I don't know what it is. I'd be like, we're trying to connect and you took two naps today.
I would feel like, I wouldn't think that at all. If you're just relaxed, I mean, you just got out of this experiment. You're exhausted. You've been there 24 hours.
But you only have 4 weeks. So I would think about. But I'm saying the idea of him, I understand why she's pissed. It would feel personal to me that I'm not interesting or trying to make a connection with me isn't worth your time, so I'll just nap.
Yeah, I don't see. I mean, I understand why you think that. Yeah. I don't think that's the case at all, but
I'm just trying to say I understand her perspective.
Yeah, I guess actually I don't understand her perspective, but that's okay. I don't have to.
No. I didn't understand the part about where muffins they want to, and he's like a data person, so they're gonna argue over what they're called, and they need razzle dazzle,
and he's like, so basically they're talking about nothing because they can't connect on anything,
right.
So they're really just talking about, you know, again, they're saying, she brings up, I know there's some awkward vibes, we're still kind of connecting, and I'm like, girl, like. You seem less connected than you were 24 hours ago before you got there. And
yeah,
but whatever.
I also need to correct the record here. Muffins and cupcakes are barely even in the same family.
I agree. When SK said, actually, I feel like cupcakes are more delicate. I went, you're right.
They are. But
they are.
You don't immediately just put something on a muffin and it becomes a cupcake. He is right. The ethos of these two things could not be further. They're eaten at different times of the day. You can eat a cupcake for breakfast, but you'd much rather eat a muffin.
Your blood sugar will spike and then you'll crash. You'd much rather have a muffin.
Right. I crash from a muffin too, though. One of those big Otis Spunkmeyer muffins.
Well, those are just sugar. Those are basically cupcakes, those Otis Spunkmeyer.
That's true. They give me heartburn. No one gives a shit about any of this.
Doesn't Otis Spunkmeyer sound like a gay porn actor from West Virginia with a huge dick?
And like he's got coal on his face.
Hey, y'all. Somebody want a fucking...
I came right from the mines to bring you my coal.
My name's Otis Spunkmeyer.
Spunkmeyer.
Meyer, yeah.
But Spunkmacher means spunk maker. So that would have even been better. Every time I see Otis Spunkmeyer, I think jizz, though. But because that's just me.
Wow. I guess spunk. I did, too, because I made the joke. Yeah, I guess I made it. So I wrote in this conversation, it's not just danger. I think being in a relationship with Raven is exhausting.
It is.
Because I think Raven needs everything at an 11 in life, always. It always has to be an 11, always.
This experiment is not right for her, but I'm so glad she's here.
No, because as you say that, me too. It makes sense why she doesn't like the nap thing, because that feels like you're slowing down, you're stopping. It's not an 11. It's not the go.
I get that. I guess I'm thinking it also, to her, because I can think about it, it also means that you're not trying as hard as I'm trying. And that's a projection.
That's her. That's totally her stuff. Yeah, I wasn't disagreeing. I was just saying that projection, in addition to she needs to, we don't stop. We get up, we work out, we go do this, we don't ever take a rest.
Yeah.
It's weakness for her.
It is weakness for her. That's exactly what it is.
To rest, to nap, that is weakness for her. Because when you stop, when you rest, then you start thinking about emotional things, and she does not want to do that.
I think I agree with you, but I think that's reductive. I think she would like to talk to him, but even though they're talking in circles, but him napping or doing anything that's not actively involved with her feels like a betrayal.
I don't think she wants to talk, though, about anything really, really, really deep, though, or it takes a while for her, because she really didn't open up that much.
Oddly enough,
Bartiz calls it. They are both, actually, of anybody, the most alike, I think, on the show.
They are. Yep. Even though, weirdly, on camera, they perform, they could not be more different.
Yeah.
The little bit... I think, was there anything else? I think that was the last thing with them. There's more. I'm sorry. He does say, they talk about their attraction level. And she says someone needs to take an organic lead. And that's the muffin conversation. And he says, I'm attracted to you, definitely. And she's like, you're way above average. Y'all, that's some word choices.
Way above average. It's more than normal, guys.
But I understand. I understand what she's saying, but that word choice means I'm going to have to really work at this.
But again, kind of like Bartiz, they both say things to the other person they're dating, and they don't mean it to be, but I'm like, that seems a little callous and a little cruel that you're saying
But as someone who's a data scientist, I don't think he takes
doesn't take
any
it at
offense.
All.
Yeah.
I don't think he reads her emotions well
like
at all.
Nancy's really not going to take anything Bartiz says well.
No.
So there's this moment where he says there's this block between us. And we might have been thawing it a little bit, but as soon as the block thaws, that's when the razzle-dazzle happens. And obviously, razzle-dazzle is some kind of icing on a cupcake / muffin.
Yep.
It's cream cheese. It's sprinkles?
Give them the old razzle-dazzle. Oh, wait. The block's not melted. Never mind.
I wrote down, there's so many metaphors being mixed here.
I don't know
what's happening.
I don't either.
My one of my lit professors or creative writing professors would write all the time, MM, mixed metaphor, or there's so many metaphors here. It's one of the hardest things about writing. She never let us get by with it. But who's next?
Let's talk about Zenob and Cole.
Okay, they are fascinating. Oh my God. It's fascinated with watching them.
What's fascinating to you?
How she communicates and how he keeps trying to make her, he keeps trying to play with her, and she refuses to play in the way he is. And she can only play in a passive aggressive fashion, or in a kind of a, not cruel, that's the wrong word, but in a, and she says everything with either such a half smile or a straight face sometimes. And I never know what she's thinking.
I don't either. And Cole, this is in the party, but Cole described it so well. And he said, this is part of dating, y'all. We can't take just people's words and how they say it. But it's also, he said, I imagined her face was smiling when she said it. So I thought she was kidding. I didn't realize she was being passive aggressive. But that is
what
such
a kick in the ass, but it's true.
That's so true and such a good thing to kind of to pull out from this.
Yeah.
And it is, you use the word, he wants to play with her. And I do, he wants to play with her. But also it's like, oddly enough, Cole, the younger person, I think wants to be real with her.
I think you're right. That's a good way of putting it.
She's not able to be real. She's not able to talk about how she's really feeling and really wanting in this. Because even when they have that conversation, kind of like, and he like, where do you see this going? She's kind of like, well, and she's still kind of like that teasing, taunting. And
yeah, but it's
hard for her to own up to it.
And it's also, it's just a little bit, everything sounds like a put down.
Yes, that's I think I was talking about this last episode, what she triggers in me, because I've had people in my life like that I never know if they're being serious or not. It's always a what?
It's a defense mechanism. And y'all, this is someone who has been very hurt. Yeah. And definitely had she's talked about it in her, she's had a lot of grief in her life, but boy, she's got walls up. And this guy who is so, and you know, I said this before, he's jerky. He really is. But he is trying his best.
He really is.
And is he doing what needs to make her happy? Probably not. But he is trying to make headway, and she just keeps shutting him down.
She does.
That passive aggressive shit would bother me too. And she did say, tell me you need some space. I'd rather you know that beforehand. I don't think she would. I think she's full of shit.
Ding, ding, ding. When she said that, I was like, no fucking way would you take that well if he said you need space. You would completely blow up on the inside and feel like he doesn't love you or want you anymore.
Right. And she even says, I don't think that we haven't yet matched up to who we were in the pods yet. And so it's basically those two. And
but they fucking really good. They fucking really good.
He said four times, or she said four times. And Cole said three times. So I think it's 3.5. He probably just like went down on her once.
Wow.
No, but what do you see the significance of that discrepancy? That their sexual relationship seems to be great.
It's because I think for her, probably it's, I mean, there's a lot of gay men I know like this, honestly, who they're able to have sex with their and be expressive more in their body because that feels less threatening, less vulnerable. Like, she's beautiful, so maybe she feels powerful more when she's in those situations.
Whoa, feel a little attacked here.
So maybe that's it, easier go to. That's very common. Like, there's Raven, I think, can be like that, but where it's also like I bet you, if you talk to her, I bet Zenib was an early developer. Yeah. I bet she like, because she is, I will say,
she's gorgeous.
She, I know everyone talks about Raven, but I feel like Zenib is just as gorgeous. Like, she is a knockout.
I agree.
She
I think
so
those,
beautiful at that
those
party.
Two, but I think all the women are really beautiful this season.
All the women and men, they're all beautiful. Like, they're all beautiful. But I agree with you. They are, I think we both said this, maybe we just thought, but they're kind of my favorite couple to watch so far.
Oh, it's, I, and watching him, who has probably always gotten women so easily, watching him go for, you can almost watch him, his brain change tactic. And yes. So, and he doesn't understand why she, and even at that barbecue later or the party, we'll talk about why he's like, it is so weird to me. And Cole rarely doesn't get what he wants. So that's what's interesting.
Yeah, it is. And you know, something else that just kind of hit me, what's different with both of them is probably with any other couple. I feel like both of them actually really want to be with each other.
I agree.
They don't, but they want to be with each other, but they don't know how.
Yeah.
They don't know. Whereas like Alexa Brennan, I'm like, are you in your, where everyone else, with everyone else, I'm like, who's in, who's out? But I have that trust of knowing they want to go forward with this, but can they? Anyway.
I don't know.
Let's talk about the party.
Yeah. So the big, so they're all meeting everybody.
Of course they save Raven for last in that fucking mid-drew. Y'all, she's wearing that. She's just showing off tits. I mean, just, that is a revenge dress.
That is a revenge dress, and bitch spent time picking this out.
Oh, yeah.
She was there to show Bartice what he missed out on, and
she
he
sure
was feeling that.
He was.
As soon as she walked in, I went, oh, my, we have planned this.
I was not surprised because they were saving her. I went, of course they're saving her for last.
Now, the two people, the couples we were watching, y'all, were definitely watching Cole when Colleen came in, and even other people. We were watching Colleen when Cole came in, and Cole says Colleen is pretty much attractive, as I would imagine. And Colleen's like, yeah, he is hot. So there is that. The other, Bartice sees Raven, and he says, she looks damn good. Look at that tight dress. She is a smoke show. And it's interesting. We don't hear until later on. Until way later on, we don't hear Raven's in the moment for what Bartice looked like.
Yeah. We
don't. We do not hear that.
No, we don't.
And I think we did the same thing when we did not hear what she thought about SK. So these are two big glaring omissions in the kind of fossil record of this show. Yes.
Yeah, and that's where it bleeds me to, like, is that a little bit with Bartice of we don't know who he is because the editing isn't showing us because they want us to have suspense about it? I don't know.
But this was, I'm talking about Raven.
I know, but
right.
They're obviously lining up this season for them is going to be about Bartice and Raven. It's going to be like a Mallory and Kyle.
Jarrett.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Yeah, or a Jessica, Jessica Mark/Amber Barnett.
I love this show, but it frustrates me because they fuck me over with the editing and I never know what to believe. It makes me not trust myself.
The editing is tyrannical. And
it's tyrannical. This is torturous.
I'm telling you, having, like I said before, Ben Fankman, who is the editor, I'm just making up a name, said, "We're having those goblets so I can do any fucking thing I want."
I'm gonna fuck these fuckers.
I can tell you that we started, I can show you the first scene and then give you scene 20 minutes later and you won't know because those goblets are there.
And then
I have the power here.
Yes, and then the last, Christopher Reeve and James Seymour are going to come out and the Somewhere in Time thing is going to play and I'll say, "Superman was never dead." There you go.
That is dated, but I get it.
Please tell, how old were you as a gay boy? Did you play the Somewhere in Time theme on the piano?
Oh, yes. I told you, it was my huge solo in the China Orchestral Tour and it was like full circle. When he just pointed to me during things, like, I'm like, every single night we would do it. I think I am here in front of countless Chinese people I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Countless.
And they are watching me play the theme from Somewhere in Time. And somewhere my parents, who heard me play it 1,000 times, aren't even the wiser. It is a weird irony. That was such a weird experience.
Wow.
It was cool, though, because those houses and those auditoriums were so big. We would play to like 5,000 people.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, they were huge. And
there's a lot of people in China.
I've heard that.
I get nervous when we talk about China.
That's the rumor. So those are kind of the big things. Then the Lachey's come out and they're like, "Now you can finally decide putting the voice with the person. And remember, you have to marry or never speak again."
Yeah, do you say I do or walk away forever?
Walk away forever and jump off a building.
As live truly blind.
And so they, Matt is still losing his mind over Colleen, telling all the men, "Oh my God, look at her, blah, blah, blah." And
Matt is that drunk guy who gets drunk at the party and wants to be friends with everyone, y'all.
He is.
He's just going to tell you, "I fucking love you so much, Jay Bird."
And of course, Cole says, "Colleen is normally the girl I would go for, but I'm an engaged man." These things are definitely prompted by production and they have
to
be there.
Oh, for sure.
And so they talk about Zeynep and Colleen, which you could tell were even friends in the pod because they talked a lot.
Yeah.
And they even said, "We fucked the first night too." And they're like, "We both said we weren't going to, but we did it."
And they're both dancing and they're like, "You got that D, girl." I really like their relationship.
Isn't it interesting that Zeynep is a different person when she's with the women?
It is. It's like when we taught at summer camp and we see those girls. You know, there really isn't, even Raven, I went hard at her at first, but I look at season one and season two, and I know this will change, but I actually, people get on my nerves some. I don't hate anyone on this season.
Even Nancy has mellowed for me.
I like Nancy.
Yeah, I still don't like her. That voice and the laugh get to me. But now I'm worried and I want to protect her from Bartice.
Yeah.
I don't feel safe, so I can't really hate her.
Yeah, you can't.
And I honestly don't feel safe this season.
No.
I don't feel safe with anyone. There is no we had a thought that Cameron and Lauren, the new Cameron and Lauren, might be Brennan and Alexa because that was what it was like in the pods. That is not the case.
Boy,
outside of the pods.
I would feel like if anybody, almost Colleen and Matt are more of that.
Maybe.
But still, we're wrong a lot.
I think we are wrong a lot, but I think the editing is absolutely confounding. And that's a hallmark of the show.
I know, but every time I say it, you're like, "It's the editing," because you don't want to admit that we just got it wrong.
No, I said it wrong a lot.
But I'm saying, intentionally. Last season, the editing was intentionally deceptive.
No, I get it. It's fucking with this. It's fucking with this. I get it.
And so, I went on a whole soapbox about how since the dawn of time of reality television, the editing should be there to tell a story.
So let's talk about the Cole, the SK. Yeah, I already have. So let's talk about Cole, SK, and the Bartiz conversation. That's when Cole basically is saying, like, I'm so physically attracted to her. I'm so attracted to her. But these moments where we talked about before, we said, now
I'm still in love, but it's different. He said, I have to adapt. And because this is a different person, and now this is the real person, so I need to find a way to fall in love with this person, even though
I fell in love with someone imaginary. Like, I never thought about that when he said that. I went that I would do that probably. I would picture someone.
We are. You have to. And that when Bartiz said, "I didn't have any image in my head," that's garbage. I don't believe that.
I think that goes back to he's just like. So just like counting his gym reps and knocking off his gym reps. Like, okay, I did 20 squats. That's because even when it's that thing of like, he can't get past like, but you didn't with SK. Talk about somebody who's clueless. The way SK was describing, he was like, yeah, we're just kind of, things are going slow and they're growing.
She's
but we did
on this side of the couch and I'm on this side of the couch. And you know, things are going slow.
And Cole and Bartiz's eyes just both go, what? But you're right. You're right. SK doesn't get it. Maybe he's too like cerebral to like get that. But no, he didn't get it.
He's gonna be cuckolded. Yeah. Gonna get cuckolded like in that porn.
Okay. All right.
That is one of the most popular types of porn. Is cuck porn.
Y'all don't pull over.
What is hearing?
I'm in Atlanta. I'm 12 floors up and I can hear an ambulance. Don't pull over.
And Cole also talks about how passive aggressive Zeynep can be. And that's when he tells the story about when she was the boss, I thought she was smiling. And I will be honest, he's brought up some things about this dynamic that I'd never thought about. Like you're saying.
Three seasons, Cole just made me think about this in a different way.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
And
God, he is gorgeous.
Cole?
Yeah, he's too skinny. I'd break him. I'd sit on half of him.
He's so pretty.
He'd break like a vanilla wafer if I sat
on him. I love a pretty boy, though, with long eyelashes, with a pretty smile.
And they usually have no money.
Anyway, Cole and Bartiz, they're talking about, in 4 weeks, do you think you could see marrying Nancy?
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. I'm going to do the red. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Yeah. Ooh, I'm soaring. Yeah, it's great. It's great.
He's so full of shit. It's just like, I want to hear just a little deliberation.
Yeah, I think it's probably the competitor in him. And it's not even like with other people. It's like if he commits to something, he wants to win at it. This is not this black and white thing you win at. You have to emotionally feel this out. And that's just not for him.
Well, it's interesting because even I would almost rather it be he didn't need to be vulnerable, because I find that completely sad. Like, you can't have a relationship with someone like that.
No,
that's not how relationships work.
The way he walks in the world is he walks up a mountain. And if he ever gets knocked down, he doesn't look back and see what made him fall. He just goes and walking right back up that mountain. He's just going to keep going.
That's what I'm saying. I find that incredibly sad.
Yeah.
If that's the case. Ugh. So they're keep talking about SK is talking about the kind of lack of chemistry, and Bartiz is like, without not even listening, because he can't even understand, he's like, that's weird. And
he does kind of talk over, I mean, he's right, that's weird.
Well, he does say, then Bartiz says, she told me I was number one and he was number two, so obviously she chose him because I wasn't around. And I was like, why does that have to be a conclusion you make that makes it better for you?
Yeah.
We
finally in that get a little bit of Raven saying, well, all she says about Bartiz is, she's like, well, he said he was muscly and he definitely delivers.
But there was nothing. She just kind of narrated. There was nothing about he's hot or anything like that.
I feel like they're not. I feel like maybe she's not into him, but they're not going to let us know that.
I think you're right, because I think if there was something to be said, we would have heard it.
If she was going to be a Shayna about this, we would have heard it.
Yeah. And then Matt, who I think has probably been drinking.
Yeah.
says, my biggest fear is that after all this, and I'm so into her and I'm giving her my life, is that she's playing me. And y'all, this is someone who, let's not forget where he came from. His high school sweetheart called him one day and said, it's over. They were going to meet up and talk about it. Then she called him and said, I'm pregnant, but it's not yours.
The book in this, if it was Lacey from Love, she cheated and then got pregnant.
On him and got pregnant.
Pregnant.
Pregnant by another man.
Pregnant.
So that's where he's coming from.
It's true. It's true. It's true.
So he's going to be absolutely wrecked if she leaves him. And Bartice says, this is really interesting, I think. He's like, I closed that door with Raven. We're both attention getters. God, I hate the way he talks about how he moves through the world. And he sees other people as almost less than. That's what it feels like to me.
I get that. I 100% agree with you. But I don't know if Bartice, again, we're still, I don't know if he has awareness, because even the way he says it is a little bit arrogant, but also it's also seems just totally clueless to what he's saying. Like I was, when he said that, I went, you're saying the inside part out loud. And literally, that's what he does later on at the end of the show. He says the inside part out loud.
Yeah.
And I just like, whoa.
It doesn't, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You're still a dick.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just kind of, I was trying to think of what's the motivation behind you saying that? Because I don't think you're a bad guy.
I don't either.
I think you seem like you're not an arrogant kind of like douchey Andrew type. And I went, you just seem, are you that fucking clueless?
I think he's had everything. He's gotten as many girls as he's needed to forever. And I don't think he needs to see any other perspective. And so he takes what he has gained from life as fact. And he doesn't ever need to think about it empirically. It's just, that's what it is. He just accepts everything as fact. And which tells me he's not a curious person. So
I think he's
probably a little boring.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like with this, he's like, okay, he's just kind of like saying, this is the data. We're going to be together. And he's trying to, that's convincing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about their conversation at the end on the bed when we were both good.
Bartice and Nancy. Okay. This is the very end of this, y'all. They're talking about the other couples and he brings up, or does she say this? I don't know who says this first, but he says, and maybe he says this. Do you have any couples who you think they won't work? And I'm thinking, that's such a weird thing to say right after. It may have been producer initiated. I don't know, but it's such a weird thing to say. Especially when you should be working on your own stuff.
Granted, I can't imagine. This is such a weird position to be in.
I know. Like, so maybe it is normal. Maybe all of them did it.
Because do you think, is there anything a man could say to you after y'all just went and met his exes that you would not jump down his throat and want to kill him for?
It's best not to talk about it.
it's hard.
It's different, though. He's saying, so tell me, girlfriend, who's not going to work out?
It's weird. I'm not disagreeing. It's weird, but I'm also just going, how do you?
And y'all, he can't stop talking about, isn't that weird for SK? Can you imagine a man not being with a woman? Like, he said they were on the other side of the bed.
Like, and it was
can
you weird imagine? How, like, he, like, set them on the sides of the bed and said, can you imagine this? And even
how's
Nancy,
that not weird?
Nancy was in it. And she was saying, why are we doing this? This feels weird.
You know, the translation of all this all is like, well, obviously, if she would have been with me, we would have been all over each other. And, like, she just needs a real man. That was the translation of everything. And it was gross to me. And, ugh.
It felt you don't have to talk about. Methinks you protest too much about how much better your relationship is than everybody else's because you don't have the security of knowing your relationship is better.
And he
and like when he described, I don't want to. He could have said, "Yeah, she's attractive." You don't have to say that Raven is a smoke show and fucking hot.
Right.
You don't have to use those. You can say, "Yeah, Raven's attractive, but." I think you're beautiful. Like, no.
What he said next was even worse. Because she was saying, you know, I had SK in my top four, but I'm good now. Which is a nice let's go to bed situation. He says, because, and I think it's an ego thing. He said, well, I had the exact opposite reaction. You know, I was seeing Raven for the first time. She's like the typical girl I'd really go for. And she's like, and I went, really? And you saw it, Nancy's eyes change. You know,
and
she's
he
like,
said,
you know,
I had to go with my gut.
And then, she's like, oh, okay. And he's like, you know, we're both the people that people normally go for. I'm like, stop it. Stop talking like this.
It was not great.
And he's like, I just want you to know that I cried over you and Raven. Cause like, that's weird. Cause guys don't cry. Think about that. I cried over both of you. And I'm like, what are you hoping to get from this? And then it gets even worse.
Yeah.
He says, you know, I had feelings for multiple women. Stop talking. And then Nancy's like, finally, in her like, she's like, what the fuck? Don't do this. Don't start talking. Don't go to a competition where... Don't go to a bodybuilding competition. Don't go to an experiment where you're trying to meet someone who is for looks like this. And she's right. This is a shitty discussion.
It's okay that I'm dishonest with you, right? When he asks that. And she goes, mm-hmm.
But that is weaponized honesty. That's the kind of honesty that will won't hurt anybody, that will only serve to hurt someone.
And this is where I come back to him. I don't know, like you said it when he doesn't have curiosity, I don't know if he has the emotional intelligence to even know what he said was hurtful.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, where are you in this? Are you trying to be a dick or are you just that emotional? Well, are you just that dense?
What about it would, let's think the best. What could he have thinking he was meaning by saying all that?
I think he could be saying, I'm going to be so radically honest because if I'm really honest, then she'll trust me and she won't doubt anything because I'm being radically honest because it doesn't matter because I'm with her and I want to be with her.
So in other words, it doesn't really matter what I say as long as it's exactly how I feel.
100% radically the truth, even if it's because I'm telling you the truth, so I'm good. I think he probably thinks in very binary, I'm good guy, bad guy. I'm a good guy because I'm telling you the whole truth. I'm not going around behind your back.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. It's just...
Imagine if Barnett said that to Amber.
She would castrate him in his sleep.
She would kill him like a praying mantis after sex.
No, and that's the thing. Nancy's never going to be able to say that to him.
No.
She said it in the moment, but like... I just...
Oh, God, this show's good.
Yeah. That's the show, y'all. That's the episode.
Oh.
Yikes.
Y'all, and then we have, like, in the coming to see, we've got Matt crying and saying, I can't get married. I mean, any relationship we thought was safe doesn't look it.
No one is safe. Truly. Just like me in a gay bar full of tops. Nobody's safe.
Boy, I wish they had those. They don't really make those anymore, do they?
They don't. They don't.
It's like...
You got to go to like Bullet Bar in Burbank And the only time you can see the bottoms is they're just sitting there. They got colostomy bags.
What? Who was it? Somebody just told me. That's true. Someone just told me this. Who was it? Somebody just said, you know, I probably told you this before, but when I used to know my friend who was a drag queen, and when she would land in L.A., she's like, oh, Los Angeles, the city where there's more tank tops than there are just tops.
True.
That's the truth.
True. New York is worse, I find.
All right, everybody. That's the show. I don't know how to respond to that.
That's my experience.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. We hope you enjoyed seeing us live. We sure had a great time, especially
what
when
about
that
the time I brought out that big cat.
Yes, yes. And when that dinosaur just came out from the earth and almost swallowed the audience whole, that was scary, but we all made it out.
It was fine. I'm having a don't pull over.
Oh, I can't hear it. So okay, we're good. All right, everybody. That's the show. Thank y'all so much for supporting us. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about Lalu. If you're on our Reality Gaze Plus thing, you should be getting Love After Lockup. It is this week's episode.
Season,
did you watch it?
I haven't watched it yet. The new season of Love During Lockup, y'all, this is going to drop. This is dropping
the same
on the
week?
20th. Yeah. Season of Love During Lockup drops tomorrow.
So this is a great, if you're like, I don't know, but it's great. The first episode
is on it.
The first episode will be out for free, so you can try it. And then if y'all are on the $5 tier of Reality Gaze Extra, you are going to need to jump to the $8 tier for Love After Lockup because it's like 54 seasons long. Like this show never stops.
That's the cringe tier. Lalu is on the cringe tier.
But it is always good, y'all. Always. Not like 90 Day.
Best show on television.
It's the best show on television. So good. So good. So anyway, y'all, $3 more a month will get you that.
And Lalu's show in DC was fantastic.
Oh my God. We had a special guest there.
When he showed his dick, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it.
I could not believe it.
It was a great time. We gave him a gift.
All right, everybody. I'm going to give you a gift and end this show. We'll see you next week, y'all. Or we'll see you next episode. But remember, keep asking yourself, what's that eternal question, Poodle?
Is love blind?